OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside.
Welcome to Fireside, where we talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes.
Already lasted longer than Firefly.
Stay tuned, Mitch's got the creepiest news.
From books to TV, even movie reviews.
Plus the next toy, baby, here we get choose.
Even a superhero fight club, we usually lose.
So popping those earbuds, turn up those speakers.
Feel Mammoth's power, Earth 2 with features.
And either listen by weekly or you can binge us.
We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back
as we start another issue of Fireside Chats.
Comic facts and wise cracks.
Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks. First, Mr. P Features.
Hello, internet.
And then there's Maurer.
Beep you, Menti.
Yep, that never gets old. Okay, welcome. I'm sure that number threw you off. Welcome to Volume 2.
Issue 1.
Welcome to Fireside Volume 2.
Issue 1.
Fabulous?
Fabulous first issue.
Yeah.
This is the fabulous first issue of Volume 2.
First issue part deux.
So, if you've been rocking with us for a while, if you've been on this journey for the last 2 years with us, this is a little bit of a shock.
So, if somebody's looking at their radio going right now, wait, what? Is this the first issue?
Weren't we just back on 272? No, but as you heard in the beginning, we've got some new friends. That's, I think, the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So, first, welcome to all of those listening to us from the OGPodcastNetwork.com or the OG Podcast app. We're glad to have you here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. for those of us who've been here for a while, you've heard this issue before, but we're going to do once again. I want to make sure that all of the new listeners have an idea of what's going on with this show. So let's just give a breakdown of what we do here. What is Fireside Chats?
Do you want the real answer or what we want them to know?
I want both now. I'm intrigued on what Maurer considers the real answer.
Well, really, you locked me in this room with you and forced me to do a podcast with you. Talking
is that really how we're doing this? Because if you want the real story, that's not how that
went.
Maurer is the guy. So if you've ever watched High Fidelity, when you look at Jack Black's character, he says, quote unquote, they just kept showing up. I couldn't fire them because they just kept showing up. That's Maurer's role in the show here at this point. Maurer just kind of kept coming in. But anyway, from the beginning, this was just supposed to be a comic book podcast where we had some fun. We did a little drinking, and then that was it.
Yeah, that drinking didn't last long.
It did not. Because for those unaware, I myself am not a very big drinker.
No, not
a big fan. So that was a painful few issues.
The drinking has continued just on this side of the table.
Just from the voice you're hearing.
It's still
then.
Whiskey too.
Oh God. No thanks. But yeah, our goal has always been a couple different things. One, to just do what we always do. I mean, this for really started on the fact that all of us sit and talk about comic books nonstop.
Yeah.
So figure, well, people are going to listen to us when we're at work and stuff. Might as well do a podcast about it.
And honestly, I'm going to give that the birthplace of Fireside is at work. Because if you're going to be listening to the show, you get used to one thing now. Menti and I don't agree on anything.
Very rarely.
That's not true.
Maybe on that
we're yin and yang over here.
So people used to literally just listen to you and I argue back and forth and like, ooh, what are they gonna say next?
And then Maurer just never went home. Yeah. And then Features and I, we've been friends for decades.
Yeah.
And Features and I have been close for a long time. But Features and I had a lot of common interest with music, had a lot of common interest in specifically Spider-Man and somewhat the X-Men, but mostly Spider-Man.
You like the X-Men.
Not as much as you.
That may be true.
That's definitely true.
But you like
true.
The X-Men.
Yeah, who doesn't like the X-Men? Come on.
I'm sure there's somebody.
Maurer likes the X-Men. Don't look at Maurer like that. He likes the X-Men. But that's
my favorite character is an X-Men.
Regardless, let's do this real fast. Let's just give a breakdown of who we are. So Maurer, what's comics mean to you? Like, why are you in your 30s still into comics?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why you put me on blast like that?
I'm sorry.
I'm 25.
I'm sorry. You're 40s.
Sick burn, bruh.
So I guess, especially on the show, I represent the classic comic book fan. I grew up in comic book shops listening to all the old heads talk about the good old stories and the old writers and the classic art and everything that they had collected for all these years. Back when being a comic fan was something that you hid from everybody that you knew didn't like comics.
Yeah, that wasn't just the old heads. That was the 90s. That was the early 2000s. That was pretty much until the MCU. That was, you didn't have a lot of people to talk to, which is why even though Mauer and I didn't get along, we still talked all the time.
Yeah. But for me, comics were always just a cheap way for something to do. I liked collecting. I liked going through and having all the back issues and collecting something completely. And for me, I loved all of the darker characters. So my top three characters are Gambit, Moon Knight, and Ghost Rider. And I like just those street level type heroes.
Gritty.
Now, he just got a Ghost Rider tattoo, but I will say, for a guy who says his favorite characters are all Marvel, he does also have Batman and Superman on his legs.
That is true.
So he, for a guy, for such a Marvel fanboy over here, the first time he inked his body was with two DC characters.
Listen,
DC
at the heels. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. Batman and Superman are cool.
I completely
agree.
That's
true. Batman's cool.
It bothers me when people say that they don't like Superman. I know, everyone has legitimate reasons, but he's just so important.
And he looks cool.
He's awesome. Superman's awesome. All right, features. Features speak.
I was trying not to start off with Superman's not awesome, but
Superman is absolutely awesome. Absolutely.
Features, tell us about you.
He's super.
Man. Okay, so Features has to clear his throat before any time he speaks.
I do.
If you don't like that sound, I apologize in advance because you're going to get used to that.
Thank you. Well, me, for instance, I'm trying to figure like what part I would represent as far as comics go. I know as a creative person, like, I was heavily into art, drawing and everything, and comics, for me, was definitely my escape, so much so that, when I would go to school, like, my dad at the time worked for the school board. He used to give me my school tokens for free. I used to sell all my school tokens so I could buy comics, and I would walk home from school.
So. Reading the book, bumping into walls and people.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly how it worked. And, like, I mean, I didn't have access to bags and boards for the most part, unless I actually went to a comic shop.
For those who are new to comic books, bagging and boarding is when you put a comic in the sleeve.
Or otherwise, putting it in its home.
Yes.
Thank you for the breakdown, fellas. I used to keep my comics in crates.
I'm like records?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Minty, hold me.
Yeah.
Dude.
No.
You're judging me?
A little bit. What? I was the guy where my friends weren't allowed to touch the comics.
Dude.
You've seen Mallrats, right?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So you would have hated my original collection. Woo, buddy. Really? You would have looked like a Wolverine. Listen, got to him.
Me and my little brother used to come to blows. Like, I would come home and he would like have my comics rolled up and he would be banging them like a drum. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
See, that was me. I definitely had a rolled up comic in my back pocket. That was definitely me. I was like,
you rolled your comics?
I was like that quintessential like TV kid.
Wait, so I knew what was bad. I was keeping my comics in crates. I had no other place to put them. But to roll it up,
dude, I was like six.
Still,
but my young me did not do a good job of keeping his collection well.
My nephew has been trained. He's a little older than six, but. My wife went over to read comics with him one night. They're bagged and boarded, and before he handed them to her, he said, did you wash your hands?
He's Sheldon.
Good man. Good man.
So, Menti, tell us about you.
Okay.
That's enough. Moving on.
Wow.
No, I moved around a lot as a kid, and because of that, a consistent part of my life were always comics. I always had new friends. I was always the new kid in school. So because of that, I mean, I've said this a few times on previous shows, but Stan Lee created most of my best friends, because when you think of consistency as a kid and you think of what you can, you know, what stays the same when you're always on the West Coast versus the East Coast is
Peter
Spider-Man.
Parker.
Yeah, Peter Parker.
Peter stayed the same.
The Turtles, they were there. So I don't know if I represent anything. I just have an infatuation with comic books that has lasted all the way into my 30s.
You represent the guy that loves the new. You don't care. You like the history, but you still, as long as it's a comic-related something, you want it, you want to read it, you want to watch it, you want to be a part of it. So that's, I think, the biggest part of you is you just love everything about what we do.
I agree.
Unless it's stupid.
This industry, well, there are things that are stupid.
But he still likes that, too. Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It's like, it's stupid, but I'm ready for issue number
7. Because, well, you never know when something's not stupid. Here's a prime example.
I knew Gotham was stupid off the bat.
Here's a prime example. Episode 3 was great. Here's a prime example. Look at that show Krypton. Right, coming on the Sci-Fi Network.
Dumb.
That first trailer was awful, and it looked stupid. That second trailer didn't look that bad.
It's gonna be stupid.
That's where your optimism comes in.
Yeah. It might be bad. I don't know, but I don't want to judge it until I get a chance to see it.
See, these are the moments where me and Steven are actually like one. I'm sorry.
Who knows? Look, if it turns out to be great, that's awesome. That's a win for us. We get a cool show about Krypton. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you pull that off, but who knows?
You blow it up.
You can't.
That's up to good writers. Look, anybody can make something cool if you've got a good writer behind it.
So that's us.
Wait. Yeah.
What's the show?
Well, so the show is just a real quick breakdown on why it's Wednesdays and Saturdays. So Wednesday is pretty easy. Wednesday is a new show. So Wednesday is all about the most current comic-related current events. Comic-related current events.
Say that three times fast.
Comic current events of the last week. So whatever the most important stories that or something that we can have a lot of fun with, that's essentially what we're talking about on that issue. So that issue is going to be strictly about comic-related news, TV comic-related news, and movie comic-related news. Right?
Games
in there, some kind of off-kilter humor to begin with. You know, sometimes you get some weird, like, Cap's bronze statue showing up in the Bronx. You know, every once in a while you get some weird randos thrown in there.
Anything that you or your friends would go, you gotta know this, is what we're gonna put on the Wednesday issue.
But what we also want to do is, when you get these kind of weird comic book news, right, when you there's a lot of information that if you've been reading comics or you've been involved in this world for decades, comes natural and you already know what's going on. But for those who've gotten into this new wave of comic fandom because of the movies specifically, but also the TV, it's hard to know what to get excited for. So our goal is to not only reach those who've, you know, as we've called them, our bagged and boarded brethren, but for those who are new to this world, it's really confusing. So eventually you'll meet our ragtag group. There's a lot of other guys that come on this show. One of them is Ian, who Ian to us is
Shucky.
And Shucky
Ducky
is strictly the new comic fan. Doesn't know anything about the books, but is so excited for everything. We want to make sure that the Ians of the world, the Shuckies out there, know why things are excited and why the fandom around comics gets so amped up for things. So we want to make sure that you, as a new fan, know what's going on in the comic world, or the comic sphere, as we call it.
And the other thing is how older fans and people that have been into it for a while can actually learn from these new fans and not be so off-putting by not wanting the guy who doesn't know that in issue number 17 of, you know, Radioactive Man, what happened.
So that's one thing that I think all three of us align on, because we've all experienced this, is the comic book elitism, right? The comic book elite. Everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, you go into that comic shop you've never been in, they give you the side eye first.
Mm-hmm. Right, and or if you say, hey, you know, I'm excited to buy so-and-so, or you put a book on the counter and they give you that face like, oh, they scoff.
You read books with capes.
He's reading Deadpool. Oh, how trendy.
You're not a real comic
I'm not
fan.
Kidding. I saw this not too long ago. I'm talking like a week. Somebody gave somebody at this shop, and we didn't even work at the shop, was ridiculing somebody over liking Harley Quinn.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Well,
no.
No, come on. No, don't do that.
Don't say
do that.
Well.
Harley Quinn is actually a really great character.
And just because a character's popular, other means people can like them. You don't
that
have.
That is true.
It kills me when people get
you
like
gotta
that.
Remember, at one point, Batman became a popular character and we were all on Batman.
Batman almost got canceled.
Yeah, so we're here to bring everybody together, whether you hate Harley Quinn just because of her costume or love Harley Quinn because of her costume.
Yeah. Everybody is allowed to love things. Like, just because you don't like it, don't be a dick about it. That's pretty much it. that's it.
Well, I get a pass sometimes.
No, you're allowed to be. I mean, you are our resident asshole. It's fine. You can be.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So that's the Wednesday show. The Wednesday show is strictly news. The Saturday show is where we get to have some fun. So the Saturday show, you'll notice that there are interviews. You'll notice that, it's really a lot of interviews, but we also do a lot of games.
And topics.
So topic-based discussions, but we do games like Fireside Fight Club is one of our favorites.
We always win.
So much so, even though it's in our title that we lose, it's in our theme song.
We win.
Yeah. We win.
Where we usually lose, it's in a theme song. They literally, anybody who just heard this issue heard that we usually lose.
So all we do is win, win, win.
No matter what.
You're refuting yourself, features.
Fake news.
Fake news.
But yeah, Fireside Fight Club's where we take ourselves and go up against some superheroes.
And we usually give ourselves at least a power or no cosmic weapons, though, right?
No cosmic weapons are fine. No omega level weapons. So no weapons that could like destroy the universe.
Oh, so like no ultimate nullifiers.
Nothing, no. No ultimate nullifier, by the way, from the Fantastic Four, which is what scared Galactus away.
So, and we have some fun. Anything where you would think, you know, my friends would talk about this. Normally we get into that. We have a term that was created for us called nerd scrumming.
Yep, nerd scrumming. We do our best to avoid that. And if you, by the way, if we ever nerd scrum on this show, feel free to call us out on it in the comment section of your social media of choice. And if you have questions about something that we talk about, feel free to hit us up. We will respond, right? Hit us up on Twitter, at Fireside Crew. Hit us up on Instagram, at Welcome to Fireside, Facebook, at Welcome to Fireside, or WelcomeToFireside.com. Just you write to us, you're going to get a response. So if you have a question, feel free.
If it's sarcastic, we might get sarcastic back.
No, there's no we. There's no might. Yeah,
it's there's definitely going to happen.
There's no might. This is sarcasm haven.
Listen, we're in the age of clapbacks. It's going to happen.
So, what? I mean,
the age of clapbacks.
Yes.
Okay, here's a good segue. And a one, and a two.
Earth 2!
Jesus.
All right, so if you've been around with us for a while, you know these, but if you're new, let's just do a quick, what are the catchphrases? Because there's a bunch that we've developed in the last 2 years you're going to hear from time to time, one of which is Earth 2. Earth 2 is, you know what, features.
Yeah.
The resident Earth 2 expert.
Mm-hmm.
What is Earth 2?
So Earth 2 is where I reside when I'm not here doing fireside chats with you guys, and it's often where I get my roundabout analogies from, which you guys say you understand, yet then you scream out Earth 2 as if you don't understand.
So Earth 2, we know exactly what the person means. However, the way they connected A to B, they had to go to another planet.
We're amazed that the train of thought led to that place. So Earth, for those who are unaware of why we say Earth 2, in DC Comics, there is Earth 1 and there's Earth 2. There's actually Earth 3 and 4 and so forth. But Earth 2 is where the classic superheroes come from, like the original Flash and the original Superman. So on, the original Wonder Woman, the original Sandman. I mean, hell, Jay Garrick's Flash with the hat and the big lightning bolt on his chest before Barry Allen, that was all Earth 2. So when we say that, it means you cannot be from this Earth to have that train of thought.
Right. Now, I have a question for you about Earth 2.
Yeah.
Are there ninjas?
Wow.
Actually, yes.
What a weird segue.
Yes, there are.
So are there ninjas? That's another catchphrase you're going to hear from time to time.
And that basically means everything but the kitchen sink. Like, what else could that possibly have in it? You know, does it have ninjas?
There's so much going on. It better have ninjas. Like, if you're going to go through all that, there better be some ninjas in that.
And if there's not, we're coming at you.
I think that's actually how it usually works in comics.
Yeah. When they get to that point.
This all started with all new, all different Iron Man.
Yeah.
And when Iron Man all of a sudden turned his suit into a samurai and their ninjas showed up on the beach and Maurer just had a conniption and said, are there ninjas, like 45 times? And honestly, the reason why it happens is, and, you know, Maurer doesn't like when he gets soft on this show, but it's for his wife. So, hey, shout out Kelly.
Hey.
That's her favorite catchphrase. So we work at him from time to time.
Yeah. Every now and then when they're picking on me, I'll just say it.
So, and then Comic is Ass Back to Life is one of our newest ones.
Yeah,
That's one of my favorites.
That was one of my favorites. Just sprouted.
Now, death in comics doesn't mean much anymore.
No.
Even when it was supposed to mean something, when Marvel created the Ultimate Universe, and the Ultimate Universe was a way for them to not go bankrupt.
Now they're comicking that ass back to life.
Yeah, they are. They are. So, yeah. I mean, the goal of the Ultimate Universe was to update and modernize the characters, but death was supposed to mean something again. Because when Superman died and came back, it was open the floodgates.
Yeah.
Every character ever died and came back. And then to this day, characters die and come back. Issues later. Like, it's not even like a month will go past.
Most recently.
The next issue.
Wolverine.
Well, yeah, but that was at least years.
Yeah, it wasn't last year?
No, he just came back. But Wolverine's been probably been dead the longest, though.
Yeah, but for some reason, it feels like it's only been like a year ago.
We had so many iterations of Wolverine running around. There's old man Logan. It felt like he never died.
So comic his ass back to life is essentially us saying that don't get too upset. They're going to come back.
Yeah.
Because it's Peter Parker died, and I was all upset.
Oh, I was in tears.
Yep, I was all upset when Parker died, but hey, he came back.
At least they didn't drop a whale on him.
That's another good little segue.
Yeah.
These segues, Maurer, I got to tell you, these are just things of beauty.
So drop a whale on him, that actually stemmed from...
That was like issue 4.
Yeah,
it was
old.
Earlier on. I think, were we talking about Marvel versus DC then?
Yes. No,
it was we were making our Avengers, weren't we?
Yeah, but we were going over Marvel versus DC when we were talking about it. Yeah. Because oddly enough... When we talk about our favorite characters, which we should talk about in a second, but when we talk about our favorite characters, features here is the, I mean, there was a big fan base, but there hasn't been in decades. One of his favorite characters is Namor the Submariner, who's essentially Marvel's Aquaman. Right? Right.
You put some respect on his name.
Okay? Sorry. The copycat.
Hey. Okay. He's better than Aquaman.
I don't know about that, but. We will have this debate another time.
We will.
But Aquaman versus Submariner is really a question of who cares. But still, this all goes back to features will defend Namor with his little booties that help
they're
him
not
fly.
Booties.
No, he's got little wings on his feet to help him fly.
Elf booties.
It's little. They're not even boots.
So
they're literally little elf
have
wings.
Boots on.
Right. They're just built into his ankle, which is worse.
Has wings on his ankles
that make him fly, which is weird. Anyway, doesn't.
Unfortunately, just all wrong.
He'll see how what I'm talking. This is what I'm talking about. He'll defend him.
He's a mutant.
He will defend him tooth and nail.
He's a mutant.
But didn't Namor get his ass whooped by Aquaman?
No. He
now
did not.
It's a cop out because Namor is pretty strong, but Namor still. Got a whale dropped on him and lost.
Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. What? He did. You can't say anything. So drop a whale is when we say when somebody just gets just smacked around. I mean, if somebody just gets whooped, like for example,
you're embellishing here. When he Thor, didn't get whooped.
Yeah, he got whooped.
He didn't.
When
get whooped.
Thor whooped Iron Man, right after Civil War.
Right,
Thor comes down, and Tony Stark is like, "Hey, look, the Superhero Registration Act happened." You
and
know,
he's like, "Wait, didn't you clone me?"
Yeah, and then Thor got mad,
thrashed him,
and Iron Man was knocked unconscious. Did not go well, but he got thrashed. He got a whale dropped on him. So if you hear gets a whale dropped on you, that's what we're referring to.
Listen, Menti, beep you.
Ooh, beat me.
Nice.
So this comes from in very early issues of the show. There was a lot of cursing. A whole lot of cursing. Then our morals kicked in because we found out some kids were listening. So we
Wait. When you say our morals.
My morals kicked
okay,
in.
Thank you.
And I didn't want cursing to be on the show anymore. So Maurer, as a good compromise, switched to beep you.
Now this is awesome. We'll have to go back.
And he's so mad about it. That he literally says beep you to me every issue.
Yeah. It's him venting his frustration.
To this year, like a year and a half later, I'm still getting an F-bomb thrown at me disguised as a beep.
Well, and I didn't have an intro for what, 80 issues?
Well, no, you had an intro, but it was always the reverse of me.
Yeah, I was the anti-menti or the
reverse menti. You had so many crime syndicate menti. Earth 3 menti.
Yeah.
There was so many. It got to a point where I'm like, wow, this really is like Eobard Thawne.
Yeah, it was a thing.
like I'm Barry and he's obsessed with me. You know what I mean? Like Eobard Thawne is the reverse Flash, by the way, and he's obsessed with Barry Allen to the point where he wants to make him a better hero by being his best villain, meaning Maurer is horrible for my well-being. Every bad day you've ever had is because of me. It's true. It's true.
But I just, with an open heart and open arms, beep you.
Thanks, man. Cool. Now, another thing you're going to hear, because he's in the room, but you're going to hear us every once in a while refer to Baby Huey. Baby Huey, say hi real loud so everyone can hear you.
What's going on?
Baby Huey is our production assistant. He is who jots some things down for us, a little fact checking from time to time.
He gets me drinks.
Oh man.
Wow, that's messed up.
Wow.
He's on the show from time to time. You will hear his voice, but he is our resident toy expert besides Maurer here. Maurer, another thing Maurer's got going for him is he is a avid toy collector, with not just collectibles and figurines, but he also has props and statues, things of that nature. That's something that myself and features have never gotten into.
A lot of blades and swords.
Oh, God, just say the word right.
Swords. Yeah.
So When it comes to collectibles, the biggest difference between Baby Huey and I is I don't like opening things, and he likes playing
with Baby them. Huey can't get to the car before the package is ripped open and the card's thrown away.
No, he can't. And then the back of his car is littered with all kinds of just random packaging from toys.
You can't be mad at him for toying around.
Oh.
Which is a terrible, terrible segue to a show that happens every once in a while, or you can catch his reviews at welcometofireside.com. But Baby Huey's Toy Chest, or Toying Around, is where Baby Huey every once in a while gets the courage to do his own show about toys and reviews them in a way that I've, as a non-toy fan, I will tell you is interesting, where he talks about points of articulation.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, as a non-toy fan, I find them interesting. So they're worth checking out. welcometofireside.com. Plug, 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 plug.
Plug, plug, plug.
We also have another show, also here on the OG Podcast Network, called We Are the Walking Dead, that myself and Shucky do, is the avid Walking Dead fans. He's going to be so mad. He's going to be so mad when he hears this.
He just rolled off the tongue then.
Because he's Shucky now. I'm sorry. Shucky, right. Unfortunately, has broken his ankle, so we won't be doing that show for a little bit. But if you are a Walking Dead fan and you know a lot about Walking Dead and you like spoiler reviews, definitely a show worth checking out. But we usually save our Walking Dead news for that show. So if you don't hear us talking about The Walking Dead much, it's because of that.
Now, really big news we will break here. But when you want to go real deep into it, We're the Walking Dead's all about it.
Oh, I get you. I was about to say, you're breaking some big news. What news? I don't know what news you're talking about.
Walking Dead was just canceled.
Whoa, no, that's not good.
Well,
he's lying, folks.
I am lying.
He's, there's no way.
There was no truth.
AMC
in that.
Will never let that show go. That show, we're gonna be like 80, and they're gonna be on Fear of the Talking Walking Dead.
Fear of the Talking Walking Dead
with Talking Dead men.
So, yeah, so I think that's a good chunk of our catchphrases, right? Everybody should feel pretty good and caught up.
Well, not caught up unless they're catching these hands.
No, God.
Going back to Fireside Fight Club.
First introduced in that issue.
Yeah, so Features, for some reason, thinks that he can beat up Will Smith.
And I will still pay to see Will Smith whoop his ass.
Oh, and then we'll comic his ass back to life. Hey! Woo! Anyway.
We're shameless. We're going to use our catchphrases.
You're going to hear them a lot.
Yeah, this is going to happen.
I just want to make sure everybody's aware. So hopefully by the end of this issue, you have a good, clear idea of who we are, what we do, and the things that we say, because they can be weird if you don't have context.
That is true.
That is absolutely true. Also, we do a lot of comic conventions, so if you find yourself in the East Coast area, if you're from Philly, by all means, we'll be at Philly Comic Con. Come in, check us out.
And even though we have faces for radio, our cosplay team does not.
Woo, buddy.
So if you want to come check us out at events, we do have the cosplay team, a great bunch of girls and guys that are going to dress up. They make their own costumes. They just have fun, and they embody what it is to be a fan.
So we're not big into cosplay because we're too big. And literally, I'm talking about like with.
Well, it was that one year we actually all were going to dress up. We just never got around to it.
It never happened because nobody wants to see a fat Moon Knight.
I went as comic book guy.
Yeah, we all went as the same thing. I went as Maurer. Maurer went as me.
I was supposed to go as Bishop. I just couldn't get the costume together.
You have most of it done. You got the dreads. Just got to put a little M on your eye. Yeah. Who's Bishop? Features.
Bishop is actually the time-traveling mutant who's not Cable.
Who's Cable? Features.
Cable's a time-traveling mutant who's not Bishop, who happens to be Cyclops and Jean's son.
You still haven't said who Bishop is.
So going back to Bishop.
He's that guy from Juice, right?
Also, expect us to butcher names on this show. Let me just throw that little
tip. Let's go to that catchphrase. Gail got it
means that we have no idea how to say your name. That's all that means. Because for the longest time on the show, it wasn't Gail Gadot. It was Gail got it. Guess Gail got it.
Gail got it.
Gail got it.
Gail definitely got it.
And you know what? On that note, Menti, do that thing.
So, as our first show on the OG Podcast Network, thank you for tuning in. For those who've been with us for a while, thanks for coming back. Those who are new to the show, we can't wait for you to hear what's in store in 2018 and what we can now do with the banner of the OG Podcast Network.
OG.
So you can find the show at Welcome to Fireside everywhere online or welcometofireside.com. You can find me, Jay Menti, or John Menti, depending on where you look, whether that be Facebook, Instagram, so on and so forth. If you liked what you heard, please do us a favor. comment, like, share, rate. All that support goes a really long way. Features, where can you be found?
You can find me at @P_features on Twitter and Snapchat.
And you can find me as @_Mr_Mauer pretty much everywhere.
Oh, here's our last catchphrase.
Or scrolling the Facebook page.
That wasn't the catchphrase. Deuces. That's the catchphrase.
Dang it.
Deuces.
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 Deuces.